Welcome to another exhilarating episode of Comic Book Straight Talk, brought to you from the secret basement inside one of America's oldest comic shops, Tulsa's own The Comic Empire. Now, true believers, open up your ear holes and get ready to have your head filled with the best comic book knowledge this galaxy can handle. That's right, it's time for another Nerd Overload with Comic Book Straight Talk.
Welcome back to Comic Book Straight Talk. This is Dalian.
And Terry.
Kenny.
And Carrington.
All right. We are actually, our intro says we are from the basement of Comic Empire. We actually are stepping out of that and going to different superhero bases. This episode, we're at the Batcave. We got Terry's friend's permission, Terry's Batman's friend. So he gave us permission to use the Batcave this time, so that's where we're at.
But you cannot touch the Bat computer this time, Dad.
I won't touch the Bat computer. Can I climb on the dinosaur?
No, stay off of the dinosaur.
Stay off
the
dinosaur.
And the giant penny.
And the giant penny?
Yes. Don't be jumping in the Batmobile.
Darn, no Batmobiles. Okay. This episode, we're going to do supernatural characters, heroes, villains, since Halloween is, you know, 2 days away. We will discuss those. So, doing top 10 superhero, supernatural
roughly
characters?
Around, roughly something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead and kick it off?
What you got, Kenny?
All right, so, my top 10, obviously, number one would be Vampirella. And no matter what Terry says, her costume is not tragic.
It's one of the greatest travesties we'll talk about that later.
That's for our next show, yeah.
You're the greatest tragedy to comics.
According to some, yes.
For me, I think one of the better supernatural characters is Ghost Rider.
Definitely,
you know,
Ghost Rider.
Which
one?
You know, actually, either one, Danny Ketch or Johnny Blaze.
What about the Ghost Rider or Driver?
Ghost,
Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Blaze, yeah.
Johnny Blaze is number one, but I did enjoy the first Dan Ketch storyline for quite a while.
When he fought Blackout?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of new readers really like Ghost Driver.
Oh, yeah,
they do. He actually transitioned really well on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I thought it's going to be hokey. It actually worked really well.
But you like the Inhumans as well.
I did like I liked it for its simplicity.
Nostalgia?
Yeah, I guess nostalgia or, you know, it wasn't, you know, it was just something you could watch and enjoy, not have to overthink two things.
No one's ever gonna accuse you of overthinking.
Yeah. That's true. I have been accused of that a couple times.
No, you have not.
Well, Terry, what about you?
Well, you guys know I'm a big fan of Andrew Benet and the Eye Vampire story that ran through House of Mysteries.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you read the New 52 Eye Vampire?
I did read the New 52.
But when he's more like a Twilight-y kind of lovesick vampire.
Well, the original one had that feel as well, but it had more of a 70s gothic feel to it.
And not the trashy romance novel like this
no,
one was.
No, no, trashy romance novel.
So was it like the original run, was it more like a Hammer film?
Yeah, kind of, to a degree. I mean, I enjoyed it. It had a good storyline. I think most people would. They finally did collect it, so you can get the collection of it. Took forever for them to collect it, though. But yeah,
I think I'm only missing like 5 issues, and I'll have the whole run.
And it's a Kaluta art, so it's beautiful.
Which is why I collected it.
Yeah, definitely.
I've never read it, but got most of them. So, like the biggest supernatural character right now, I would say would be Hellboy.
Yeah, I would agree.
He's been basically one of the biggest supernatural characters since he kind of came along.
Yeah.
It didn't take him too long to really build a...
It really didn't. He kind of was under the radar for just a little bit, and then it blew up, I think, probably the second miniseries, I think, when he started getting, talked about more and more. I have to say, I think one of the top 10 vampire would be Chastity. I'm a big fan of Chastity. I know. I can hear the eye rolls. True. That is true.
So you say Chastity, I say Purgatory.
Right.
So, I'm a big fan of, I think he's a underrated character, is Hannibal King. You don't see much of him at all, but I think he's an interesting character.
And he was the good guy, right? Because Deacon Frost was the bad guy. Was a bad vampire, right?
Yeah, he was a vampire. Well, he was a vampire for a while. And I just liked him as detective. You know, he was a detective as well. With his investigation stuff.
Well, who was it with Blade in the 90s? They did the whole... Marvel did the whole dark group. They had Ghost Rider, which is Danny Ketch. You had Darkhold, which was the book of... Basically the book of evil. And you had Doctor Strange... And Night Stalkers. It was
Night Stalkers.
Was it Deacon? Was it Hannibal King?
Hannibal King.
Blade, and was Frost in it? Or
I think it was Frost.
Okay. I remember I enjoyed that series, but
is it back to me now?
I guess yeah. It's back to you. Sorry.
So I'm gonna go with the most powerful of all of them and say Spectre.
Did you know Spectre had a sidekick back in the 40s?
No way.
Yeah. Really?
He was called
Ghoul Boy.
No, Percival Pop.
Percival Pop?
The Super Cop. Back in the 40s.
I think I'm glad I didn't know that, so way to go, Terry.
He was one of those characters, though, that's, even in stories in the 40s and throughout, kind of were still readable.
They were, and we've mentioned that before on the previous episodes, is that the art was, for the time, was way beyond what it should have been. The stories were beyond what they should have been. And like you just said, there are books that, the stories that would read still good today.
Especially his covers on The Adventure. Those are just amazing.
Well, I'm talking about the Golden Age ones.
Oh, yeah, the Golden Age, right. Where he was one of the characters of the Golden Age that a lot of people do still say is readable. So.
Damien Hellstorm, if we're going to, I mean, he's a character that right now they're actually finally using. In the Spirits of Vengeance miniseries Marvel's doing, him and Satana, which is kind of an odd because they hate each other. But anyway, you know, the son and daughter of the devil, you know, Damien Hellstorm being the son of the devil, obviously, or son of Satan. In the Marvel Universe, there's many devils, but yeah, anyway, Damien Hellstorm.
Well, another character that ranks right up there, the Spectres being like,
that's his turn.
Oh, okay.
One of the most powerful is Dr. Fate.
Spectre would whoop his ass.
You think so?
I don't care what people say.
I don't know, Dr. Fate, I would consider mystical, but to me, and it's just me, I don't really consider him supernatural, really, though.
Well, if you don't consider him supernatural, then you're not considering Spectre supernatural.
Well, Spectre died and came back. She was kind of a risen corpse kind of thing. You know, I mean, I don't know. Okay. I guess...
It's still magic.
It's rough. It's magic. We don't have to explain it.
Let's see. You could go with Slack Jaws from The Goon, but we've already we've already kind of mentioned The Goon, though, haven't we?
Well, yeah, but The Goon still.
I just like the Slack Jaws.
You just like saying The Goon too, don't you?
They have the best deaths.
So, yeah. You got?
No, I was just kidding. The zombies from The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
I mean,
or just the humans are the
they're not
supernatural.
We've already gone over that many times. Yeah. They're the Walking Dead are the ones that are alive,
right?
Well, of course, Madame Xanadu,
excellent choice.
Yeah. Well, on that same note, Zatanna.
Of course,
Zatanna. So she's mystical. Not supernatural.
She is mystical. That is true. Okay. All right.
You changed the rules.
That's true. I did. I'm wrong. Okay. No Xanadu. I'll say it backwards later and erase it.
No Xanadu? Or no Zatanna?
Zatanna. I'm sorry. Xanadu, yes. It's a magical place.
And again, early covers of Madame Xanadu are Kaluta.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Doorways.
Well, the interiors on the doorway to Nightmare were Kaluta.
Yeah. Doorways number one is your first appearance.
Yep.
So,
beautiful stuff.
I'm going to steal one of Terry's and say Werewolf by Night.
Ooh. Let's see.
Werewolf by Night.
Yeah. Really good.
Well, that leads into Moon Knight to a degree. He's sort of supernatural as well.
Yeah.
He could not be. He could just be Batman, but he really
He's a supernatural. He is supernatural because he died and was risen.
Mm-hmm.
The Egyptian god took pity on him and brought him back as his avatar of vengeance.
And, of course, the whole Tomb of Dracula. Tomb of Dracula, the magazine, the run.
Yeah.
Whatever. Great stuff.
Lilith.
Lilith, yep.
Daughter of Dracula. Good supernatural character.
Is also Vampirella's mother. Different Lilith, but Lilith is the mother of Vampirella.
Yeah.
In one of her many origins, anyway.
Yeah, could we get a definitive, this is the origin? Because it's like, I've read Vampirella in the past, and it's like, oh, she's someone from an alien planet. Oh, no, she's just this that's happened on here, and she's from an alternate world.
She's just like Wolverine. She's better when her origin is a mystery.
Right.
No. Okay.
Well, I like that being... I like the origin of a lot of the characters being shrouded a little bit. It's like the Phantom Stranger. That, what was it? Was it a What If? Or not a What If, that's from Marvel, but they did that Phantom Stranger where it gave three different possible origins.
Yeah.
The Secret Origins.
Yeah, Secret Origins. And that is just a great little book to read.
Well, then
they did it, was it in New 52, where he was Judas?
Right. Mm-hmm. But I had to go back and argue with that book that gives the three possible origins. It's a good read.
Yeah, it really is. Supernatural character, Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Group. I mean, they deal with the supernatural every day.
You don't have to justify it now.
Why is it not being... why is it being supernatural? It's some guys in masks.
Yeah.
And if they would just go to the costume store and see who's been renting or buying masks...
or just...
Figure it out
pull
right
them, instead of running, just pull the mask off.
Except in the movie. In the movie.
Except in the movie, yes.
Yeah. Because Scrappy actually did a ritual and brought demons to Earth.
My favorite thing is the Mystery Machine. That's a cool machine.
Yep.
It is.
I'd be kicking in that if I
had. We could do an episode about vehicles.
Yes.
We could.
We have to.
Maybe we can get somebody to drive the Mystery Machine up here and we can do it in the Mystery Machine.
There you go.
I think there's actually someone local here in town that does have it. I have seen some pictures of people taking
it. I've seen them driving around when there's no convention.
Now get out of the Batmobile.
Damn it. It's almost there. Robin said I could.
Which one?
One, two, or three? Take your pick.
Well, of course, you know, Doctor Strange, Blade, also two of my favorites.
But would Doctor Strange be mystical and not supernatural?
Well, I don't know.
He is the master of mystic arts.
That's true. But he also dealt with, you know, Dormammu being... Dormammu. Oh, it's one to start going. And Nightmare, and his creature and Baron Blood. So I would say, he'd be kind of straddles both the genres, really.
Well, anything else?
Solomon Grundy.
Solomon Grundy.
And what day was he born on?
Monday.
What day did he die on?
Sunday.
That's right. Cemetery remembered or not.
Can you read off the entire, the whole
poem? Yeah.
So he was born on a Monday, took ill on a Tuesday.
I think he took ill on Saturday.
No, because he died on... anyway. It's a great little rhyme.
The many incarnations of death.
Right.
Yes.
And like we said, the entire catalog of chaos characters. Yeah. I mean, Evil Ernie, Lady Death, Purgatory, Chastity, Cremator.
When you think about the... All of them. When you really think about the chaos, but you only with three, maybe four pop into mind. You know, it's always Evil Ernie, Lady Death, Chastity, and Purgatory.
Yeah, and Jade. Jade was always a really cool character.
One of the greatest independent ones was also Spawn.
Spawn. And
if we didn't mention Spawn, somebody would jump all over us, I'm sure.
And Witchblade and Darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Frankenstein.
Hackslash. They deal with slashers.
So Frankenstein's monster and stuff from Marvel.
DC.
And DC, right, yes. So, he's actually he's hunting other monsters. They're a fun book, really.
Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Yes, Swamp Thing.
Can't, you argue Man Thing?
That was basically Swamp Thing.
Yeah, so yeah.
And the Heap, which is what they were both based on.
Mm-hmm. Of course, there's, you know, Morbius, who's. And then I don't know if Man Bat would be considered.
If you're going to consider Morbius a supernatural character,
Man Bat as well.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just.
Oh, yeah,
Man Bat is his favorite character.
Yeah, yeah,
mine,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, I know. I saw you.
As far as monsters go,
he's sort of.
Yeah.
He's basically a monster.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
Those are some of my favorites.
Yeah.
So what are some of your favorite storylines with those characters?
Yeah. I mean, obviously you said the Danny Ketch Ghost Rider first story arc.
Danny Ketch, the High Vampire. I like all the Madame Xanadu's doorways.
Even her own series was really good, too, though.
Yeah.
The first Dr. Fate series, or miniseries.
Because the Spectres, I'd go with the Adventure Run.
The Adventure Run.
I have them. I need to sit down and I think they've done a trade. I need to sit down and read those too. I've read some bits and pieces, but I need to sit down and just fully read them all.
All the World from Night Run.
The whole thing.
The whole series. Yeah, it was good.
There's one that Leonardo Manco did.
Was that the second
series?
The
late 90s, early 2000s. That was really good, and it could have just been his art. That guy's art. Back in that day,
yeah, it was dark and moody. I don't think it's as nice now though. One character that the demon. We talked earlier about you know in previous episodes about Kirby's creations, and that's actually one of the ones that I've actually really enjoyed was a demon.
Well, the storyline I did like the demon in most of all was the.
Demon Knights,
mm-hmm. which ended, they just cut it off. Ended too soon, really. So, but
yeah, it was.
It seems like he was
DC
in a,
doing Demon or D&D. Yeah.
He was in a couple issues of Justice League Dark too, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. I just thought it was funny. He always rhymed. He was a rhyming demon.
But one of those storylines, he didn't have to rhyme anymore, and I think it was those mm-hmm. Justice League Dark issues.
I think so. I think they,
Constantine did something and screwed it all up. And
there's another good character, supernatural character, is John Constantine.
Mm-hmm. Any of the Vertigo stuff, Sandman Death, Hellblazer, Lucifer.
Yeah.
What is the one, Batman and Dracula?
Red Rain.
The Heart, Red Rain, yeah.
Red Rain was real good.
Oh, Nocturna.
Yeah, Nocturna. Yeah.
Forgot about Nocturna. Mm-hmm. The Cal McDonald stuff, I always liked the Cal McDonald stuff.
The Cal McDonald
supernatural
mystery.
Detective.
Mm-hmm. I wish they would do more of those, but.
I think they told the story. But supposedly he's talking about relaunching it or something.
30 Days of Night.
Yeah, 30 Days of Night, which was also a movie, or they made it into a movie.
And they're getting ready to relaunch it, too.
Right.
And big news, I saw in the news catalog, was that they're finishing up the. Steve Niles, Bernie Wrightson, Frankenstein Alive, Alive.
Frankenstein Alive, Alive, yeah.
With Kelly Jones finish it.
I like Kelly Jones' art, but I'm just not sure.
Well,
Wrightson said he wanted Kelly Jones to do
right,
it.
And
so he should be doing
and,
it.
And Kelly Jones is a
that
pupil student of Bernie Wrightson.
If anyone can pull it off,
pull
off Bernie Wrightson, it's Kelly Jones.
And it being black and white also, I think, will be really nice, too.
That would be interesting to see.
Yeah.
It would have been my first pick, but if he thinks he can, is he going to do Kelly Jones, or is he going to do Wrightson, or is he going to do Kelly Jones doing the best Wrightson possible?
I think he's going to do as close to as Wrightson as he can, but still keep his own style.
Okay. We'll see how that comes out.
I haven't talked to him lately about it. I'll ask him later.
Oh, don't ask him. You'll get kicked off the website, like you do most of them.
Kelly, my co-partner on this show, co-partner didn't sound good, but anyway, wants to know, are you gonna
some of your favorite storylines now?
Well, like I said, the Damien Hellstorm, that whole introduction of him, and starting in Ghost Rider number 2, you know, as you get this first introduction, and then him fighting against his father, and in his own series, and kind of going against what the cult of Satan is doing and all that was really good. The Golden Age Spectre stories, awesome. I still have my. In fact, that's I have very few of the archives. That's one of the ones I still have. Yeah, Hellboy's good. To me, I think I like the first Hellboy miniseries.
Yeah. Pancakes.
Yes, that's a good story too. And Silver Dagger story.
The what?
The Silver Dagger story for Doctor Strange.
Oh.
Really good.
So. I like the Buzzard.
The Buzzard?
Yes.
From Goon?
Yes. I like that little miniseries that got kind
of. Oh, that he did that told his origin?
I don't remember. It's been so long since I've read it, but it was a great read. I remember that, but yeah. That was good.
Yep. Well, so when it goes to Hellboy, pretty much all of them, but Pancakes stands out the most in my mind. Because no one saw that one coming.
The Wild Hunt was good, but I don't know. That's kind of where it started kind of going down a bit when he went to, and they did Hellboy in Hell, and I don't know, I just...
The my favorite Hellboy stories are always those like one shots or you know the 4 or 5 page stories like
the corpse
or Pancakes or there's shoes. The one where he was there was like a haunted pirate ship or a ghost ship or something that he was on.
Yeah.
Those have always been the best ones to me, just quick and over with, you know.
Well, and kind of talking about Hellboy, Mignola also spun off other series. Witch Hunter was really good. Sir Edmund Gray. And Baltimore. Yep, was good. The vampire, looking for the vampire.
And the Amazing Screw on Head. Yeah. Although that wasn't from Hellboy, but.
Still good, though.
There was a Top Cow that I remember reading that I enjoyed called Blood Legacy, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not, I don't really love a lot of Top Cow, but I like that character. And I like that story. And it ended abruptly, too. They just canceled it. I think they did like 2.
Well, what they did was like the 5th issue or whatever, it almost read like they took like 4 or 5 pages out of 3 more issues and jammed them into 1 issue, and that was it.
Yeah, it was. I remember. I thought it had 2 miniseries, but I can't remember. But it did something. Happened, it didn't end correctly or something. That and they did one called The Cursed about some mummies. Those were good.
Yep. The Living Mummy. All the 70s Marvel horror books that they did, or creature books, horror creature, Frankenstein's Monster, Living Mummy. Did they do a Living Vampire? No, I don't think so.
Well, there was the Morbius, the Living Vampire.
Yeah, Morbius, but. Chillers. Had a giant size
monsters on the prowl.
Mm-hmm.
Vault of Horror.
Yeah.
Or
Vault of Evil.
Vault of Evil, because Vault of Horror was.
And we
EC.
Can't forget Creature Commandos.
Yeah. Yeah, we can.
The original 70s. Well, and another group. I think I've read the first issue, and I'm sure you've read it though. Is Night Force from DC? Marv Wolfman did it, and I want to say it was Gene Colan did the art, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I remember that cover has like a picture of like like a vampire, I think, in the background.
Hey, you can find that in the dollar bins, quarter bins.
Yeah.
It was a decent read. It had some interesting characters, And then they've tried to rebrand and bring the Night Force.
I think they're bringing
times.
It back again with
with
some new book they got coming out. DC does. So.
Had what was his name? Was it Mr. E who kind of ran the group?
Yeah.
Been a long time since I've read that.
Any given issue of Creepy or Eerie?
Yeah.
Or EC.
The Crypt Keeper's a good supernatural character.
And I like the
original Crypt Keeper, not this thing that was on HBO.
I also like the.
That's what made the show was the little puppet.
Was it the Curtis stuff, the psychos and the nightmares and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Skywall.
Is that Skywall?
Yeah.
That was Curtis. Curtis did Marvel stuff.
Curtis was Marvel.
Marvel, basically. That's right, yeah.
They were the distributor, the name they used to distribute it or something like that.
Okay, so we know Kenny's top number one. If you had to pick one supernatural hero, would be Vampirella. What was yours? You can only pick one.
Only one? If
only I, one.
Only one? Wow. I'd probably say Andrew Benet. I just thought
yes, that was a great storyline. The Eye Vampire.
Yeah. Yours is Hellboy, right?
No, well, no, mine would be Damien Hellstorm.
So Damien Hellstorm.
Yeah. That's very good. Yeah.
That would be Hellboy.
No, I like Hellboy. But
are you sure Hellstorm's it's not Hellboy?
I'm sure it's not Hellboy.
All
right. Well, Magic from the X-Men was also supernatural. And the Goblin Queen.
Oh, yeah.
Madeline Pryor.
A lot of supernatural out there in the comic world. So let us know what your favorite comic characters are.
Supernatural comic characters.
Yeah, supernatural comic characters are.
Yes. Or Mystic.
Or Mystic.
Yeah. Screw Dal's rules.
Yeah, okay. Mystic. Because it's kind of dealing with supernatural.
And how you would rank them as well. I know we've missed some because there's just too many to name, so.
Superman when he was a vampire?
Superman when he was a vampire, yeah. Batman when he was a vampire.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman when she was a vampire. Who was not a vampire at some time?
Wonder Woman Spectre. Become a vampire?
Huh?
So did Wonder Woman become a vampire?
I don't know.
If not, someone needs to write that
Somebody
story.
Somebody needs to write that story.
There you go.
Conan always had good supernatural characters in him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Well, so did Solomon Kane, too.
Yeah.
He fought that whole,
well, Solomon
whole nest
Cain
of vampires.
Was supernatural, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole nest of vampires was a great read, too.
All right.
Well, this, like they said, you know, let us know what your favorites are. If we forgot, obviously, we have forgot some, so definitely comment and let us know.
We weren't trying to remember them all. We're just trying to name off and talk about some of our favorites anyway, so...
Jughead.
Well, the whole new...
The whole, you know, the whole afterlife with Archie.
Sabrina,
stuff, yeah.
You know, that's great stuff, yeah.
So, all right, well, for Comic Book Straight Talk, this is Dalian.
Terry.
Kenny.
Harrington.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.